This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Let's read from Luke 19. We've been in this chapter for several weeks. Luke 19, just two verses, 45 and 46. Then Jesus entered the temple area and began driving out those who were selling. It is written, he said to them, my house will be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers. You have made it a den of robbers. And then we're going to turn to 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is sacred. And then listen to this next line, underlined it in your Bible if you do. And you are that temple. I want to read those verses again. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple? And that God's Spirit lives in you. If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy or sacred, and you are that temple. Today we read about a courageous moment in the ministry of Jesus. Obviously, the most courageous moment in my mind is when he submitted to the death on the cross. I mean, when you think that through, I've never seen the movie The Passion. I chose not to see it. But I've read it many times in the Gospels. I'm familiar with the story. That was a courageous moment when he surrendered his body to be destroyed in the way it was, as a sacrifice and atonement, get this, not just for the sins of the world in general, but for your sins and mine in particular. He did that for you and for me. But this is a courageous moment where Jesus literally upset the apple cart, to use that expression. Literally and figuratively speaking, upset the traditions of the day, upset people where they really care, and that's about money. Anytime you interfere with people's money-making, you're in trouble. We could go around the room and you can say, oh yeah, I can remember a time when somebody interfered with somebody making some money and it divided a family. And there's one uncle who's not speaking to another uncle because of some breach that happened over money. And money is the most sensitive area in people's lives. And Jesus, according to Luke, enters the temple and began driving out those who were selling. And he quotes Isaiah 56, 7. It is written that my house will be a house of prayer. Isn't it interesting that the one word that the Bible uses to describe what is to go on in a house of worship is the word prayer. God didn't say my house will be a house of entertainment. He didn't say it will be a house of preaching. He didn't say it would be a house of this or that. He just said it will be a house of prayer. And just an aside here, isn't it ironic? And I'm talking about churches in general, not any church in particular, that the one thing the Lord said, this is what my house is to be, is oftentimes the least thing that's done in churches all over America, prayer. Prayer is kind of tagged on to the beginning. It's tagged on to the end as an also-ran. And yet the one thing that God says, my house will be called a house of what? A house of prayer. And then he says that intriguing sentence, you have made it a den of robbers or a den of thieves. I'm always interested in word meanings. I wanted to know what the word den meant. You know what I found out it means? It can mean a side meaning was a resort or a hiding place. That's interesting to me. They had taken God's house and they turned it into a resort or a hiding place for robbers and thieves. I wanted to know what the word robbers meant. I found out it means those who steal openly or those who steal by stealth.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.